producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Bubba effect is what the Pentagon trains for, not to fight Al-Qaeda. In Tennessee or Texas or North Carolina, as in the Pentagon drills, it's been in Forbes magazine, to take on gun owners. If we don't turn our guns in, it's terrorists, and they have to come crush us. But then meanwhile, it could be the Bubba effect where you get a bunch of mainly white cops in a southern area like Missouri. And then you got a bunch of thugs running around burning stuff because the cops might have or might not have done something wrong. And then the cops get brutal on peaceful people, and then that triggers an event. Cops shoot a bunch of people, like a new Kent State, it's over. Because you have a federal government that is going to race bait under Obama, and this could be the false flag. They could use a crisis like this to absolutely burn the country down. So I just want cooler heads to prevail and to not have the police be provocative, aiming lasers at peaceful people, you know, 75, 80 meters away with their hands up. I mean, I would get mad if I was there covering something and a laser was on me. I mean, it's just a joke. It's so sick. Mac, flesh out your point about the Bubba effect. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I do a small show on Saturday nights at theweekinconspiracy.com, and we've come up with a second piece of this that we think is very important, and I think it's the New World Order system of problem, reaction, solution, but I think there's going to be two solutions. I think the second solution, particularly with this Ferguson thing, there's a lot of armchair patriots, people out there. They're going to actually ask for more of this militarized police.
Oh, yeah, I've always said that. As society breaks down, you'll need the military and martial law. Not that it's good. The collapse is staged, but still the collapse is real. The troops are in a rock and a hard place, and you'll need them to keep the power plant running.
Yes. And last point, Alex. One of the things I've talked to a lot of people here recently on the show, and we've interviewed a bunch of people who are involved with satanic ritual abuse. And if that's as prolific as I think it is, and our government, and they're behind some of this, I'm afraid there's no hope for this country.
Well, we do have incredible numbers of really sick pedophiles. And I don't mean people dating 17-year-old girls. I mean 3-year-old babies. Just are filling the Democratic and Republican Party. And people go, why are there so many in the Catholic Church, you name it? Because one of them gets in, they recruit more in, like Penn State or whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, this country is run by absolute just filthy scum. And they've got a bunch of well-meaning people beneath them who don't know about it, enforcing this whole police state in the name of safety, and all you're doing is securing a panopticonic technocracy of total surveillance to suppress good people. Matthew in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to make a few statements about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, you bet. We're not screening calls. You're live on air right now.
I would also like to give you a quick history lesson about...
Go ahead, start. Give me the history lesson. Go ahead.
It's about the 1776, the year that you like to talk about. It's about the Revolutionary War, more specifically the reasons behind it. In a lot of schools all over the country these days, and for a long time now, we were told it was because of the taxes, correct? The P-tax,
yes.
Tax, all stuff. But I'm here to say that that is, for the most part, incorrect. The reason behind the Revolutionary War, King George III actually made illegal our colonial scripts.
Oh, I know.
So,
yeah, we revolted over taxes. The French got manipulated by a group of criminals to overthrow one system and put in another tyranny. We're one of the only truly successful revolutions in history that didn't make things worse. And that's why so much of world future events will be decided about what happens here now. Matthew, I got McGovern on for about 45 minutes. If you want to hold, you can get to your other point, and I'll get to all the other callers. If not, you can hang up. We'll be back with Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough. Baby.
Well, I got good news for the callers. Ray McGovern needs more time to get back and get on Skype. She'll be joining us in about 20 minutes. I'm going to go to your calls right now. Matthew, Steve, Coulter, Hunter, JB, and others. But first, I think I hear Diana Ross's voice. You better turn this up. It's a creeping assault on your children, like vaccines or fluoride in the water or school systems designed to dumb them down, and they don't rub it in. They just creep up and do it, and it's all compartmentalized. Well, then they'll go along with their kids getting hurt. The general public will. Doesn't matter if screen time lowers their IQ and hurts their brains. Most people let their kids watch too much television. and get on the iPad too much. I probably even do. So is it true? Let's crank it back up.
If you ever need a helping hand, I'll be there on the road.
Are we really there for our children?
And don't you know that there ain't no mountain high.
Do we have the discipline? Try to save civilization. Mega churches are buying Microsoft Kinect systems that literally watch and track the kids and face scan them. Mark of the Beast technology, I know that we're in deep trouble. Coming up, I'm going to bring this up to Ray McGovern. Snowden says there's a holy bleep smoking gun revelation coming soon. We'll talk to Ray McGovern and get his take on what that might be. Right now, let's race through your calls. Matthew, what was your other point you wanted to make? Go ahead, from Alabama.
First, I want to make a statement about the Federal Reserve. We all know it was founded on the 24th of December in 1913, which that by itself is a major indicator of deception there. I mean, Congress, clearly distracted by Christmas, ramming this through. It's totally absurd. But I have two questions I have for you, and let me ask them both before you answer. The first one is, who is the first director of the Federal Reserve who was put in charge of organizing the finances for World War One? And my second question was, who was the principal shareholder of the Reichstag Bank during the same period put in charge of organizing the finances of the German side in World War One?
All right, well, let me answer that question now. That was Tammy Terrell, not Diana Ross. Their voices are very similar. But she did re-record it later, and it sounded just the same. I think I like Tammy Terrell's voice even more. But to go back and answer your question, I know Edward Mandel House was instrumental of House Park from Austin, British intelligence, in getting it basically written and put through. And I know, you know, who was at the Jekyll Island meeting months before in Jekyll Island, Georgia, but I don't remember the other one. And then I've forgotten the other question, so I can't sit here all day. Why don't you just enlighten us?
Well, the first director of the Federal Reserve was a Mr. Paul Warburg.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's right.
And ironically enough, the principal shareholder of the Reichstag Bank in Germany during World War One was Max Warburg.
Sure, and the Bush Sr.'s dad, Prescott Bush, ran the U.S. division of that. A lot of the Nazi money went to them. That's why they're secretly one of the richest families in North America. And, boy, they get really freaked out when that information gets out. Very interesting. Thanks for reminding me about that, Matthew. Let's go to Colton in Florida. I got a cousin named Colton. Colton, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good, bro.
I just wanted to bring up a couple points. I got a lot I want to say to you, but honestly, I'll just keep it to what I decided I'd say. You woke me up a year ago, and I thank you for it, sir. The first thing I wanted to mention was that I'm blind, and I'm 21. I go to college. I'm a first-year college student, and I'm on the Social Security system and food stamp system, and I absolutely hate the fact that I am, and I try to...
Well, listen, brother, people that are blind, that's what welfare is for, and it should be state-run. It should be the churches. They should have a job for you to do in some industry, then people buy from that industry, and then you make even more money, and you're self-sufficient, and you're taught skills. Instead, it's a new world order system that has taken over the welfare system. But listen, don't feel guilty about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, that's part of the reason why. Like, I know there's a lot of people out there that, you know, take advantage of it and use the system and stuff like that, like, you know, these legal immigrants and things like that. I'm in college to get off of it. I'm in college to join the free market and become a independent taxpayer and, you know, do all the great things that you're talking about. And, you know, I'm not as informed as I should be. Like I said, you woke me up a year ago. But I just wanted to throw that across to you. And the other thing, too, I try to get your message out there, and people know that because I'm blind, I'm on the system. They don't take me seriously. They say, oh, well, you're on the system, you know, and
Look, a lot of people feel really insecure, and they want to feel intellectually superior, so they say, I read the New York Times, I watch MSNBC, like saying they have 45 PhDs or something. And like, wow, you read basically White House-written propaganda. You watch publicly written White House teleprompter scripts. Man, you are smart. you watch a FBI informant race baiter, Al Sharpton race bait, man, you're really intellectual. And then they'll look at somebody who's criticizing the system and say, yeah, but you're on welfare. The whole point is that you recognize it. It'd be like if you're an alcoholic and it's killing your liver, and you at least say, I'm an alcoholic, I need to quit drinking so much, hypothetically. That's the first step in trying to fix things. But, I mean, listen, I had family. I had family that had worked in special operations, black ops, you name it. And they were all, boy, you're a smart young man. You better watch it, they'll kill you. So I'd hear that from them. But from the others, they would just say, you're nuts. I saw you on national TV. You're crazy. The government's not corrupt. None of those people laugh at me now. So it's very few folks that are in denial right now. They just will debate you about what the solution is. So I wouldn't feel bad when somebody calls you an idiot or somebody says you don't know what you're talking about. Move on. Just say, hey, I'm just concerned about the fact that we have an untenable debt because I am dependent on this. Well, and again, it's just that conversation that will change the world.
And see, I continue to get your information out there, your word out there, you know, despite what people say, despite how people may look at me, and because I'm on the system, I continue to get it out there, and I'm going to continue to get it out there.
Well, listen, I would quit just making an issue how you're on the system. The system is for people like you. That's what the general welfare clause is, not for people that don't have a real bona fide disability. And again, I'm all for a safety net. It's that the people running the safety net are running it as a fishnet to bring you in to politically eat you, as a political commodity, not to protect you. It is a net, not a fence. And it's like the World Wide Web. I mean, it's just so draconian. But please, just get past the guilt complex. The corporate welfare is the problem. Warren Buffett running around saying raise taxes on poor people when he's tax exempt and he gets the biggest percentage per capita of anybody of taxpayer money. Oh, but he's Warren Buffett.
Well,
listen, I'm going to let you go. I got to jump, brother. I thought you were gone. I'm going to go ahead and talk to Steve in Maine. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, okay. I don't have a problem with, you know, helping people in need that are illegal here and fixing this mess we have. But my problem is I know for a fact in Maine that nobody can stay at a church at night in Maine. You can't even park a tent out in the yard. They'll close you down. So, but, and I know for a fact that immigrants are here and they're not here correctly, and I'm not sure how.
Yeah,
they're
yeah, out. And they're going to throw the book at you and treat you like crap because you follow the rules, and then they can suspend any rules they want, and if you don't give the illegal aliens all your money and everything you've got, then you're a terrorist. No, I get it. It's pure bull.
It's horrible, and I don't know why we're not, you know, this is crazy what we're all going through.
Oh, and by the
through.
Way, I can't go to China or Brazil or Mexico or South Africa and demand a bunch of free goodies. Only
right.
Western countries say, we're bent over, everything's free, come in here and trample on our culture. Under political correctness, anything Western, anything anti-communist is bad. Anything, including Al-Qaeda, is good. That's outside America. And if you dare say it's wrong to sexually mutilate women and put burkas on their heads, you're a bigot and a closed-minded person that isn't smart enough to read the New York Times. The New York Times that lied to us about yellow cake from Niger, Africa. The average lazy moron at the New York Times can't find Niger on a map just because they got a Harvard degree that they paid for and talk in a simpering chicken neck voice doesn't mean they know anything about history like people like me that live this. Anything else?
Yeah, in the death panel.
That was in the bill, but see, I knew how to read the bill. Now they admit the death panels, but at the time said it was a right-wing racist lie, but now they got death panels on our veterans.
Just on your veterans, because if I actually could afford to buy my health documents,
Sir, I'm not going to listen to a word from you until you learn to go,
The situation in the Matrix is quite understandable for a reasonable policy to help the people. Obama cares for the children. Your taxes are down. Obamacare is free. Everything is wonderful as long as you take the vaccines, sir. This is NPR, All Things Considered, brought to you by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. We'll be right back in our soothing, pseudo-intellectual, know-it-all tone. You're getting sleepy.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This hour of InfoWars Radio with your host, Alex Jones, that's me, is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. When you visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, You will find the best day and weeks and months special at MyPatriotSupply.com. They have a lot of other great preparedness items, super high quality, non-GMO, storable foods, great customer service. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And this hour is also brought to you by all the great products. We're listener-supported, unlike NPR. We're supported, actually, not with taxpayer money, but by your free will when you get the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Hunter Jaeger in Deutsch from Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I wanted to ask you a question about the X2. I tried talking to my doctor about it, and he was clueless, like, as you guys warned, and proceeded to tell me how he gives children fluoride pills and everything, so I can't really, you know, consult my physician about that. But I'm not asking you for any medical advice.
Sure, sure. What's your question? And I can pass it on, because Dr. Group's doing a frequently asked questions article and a video. We keep needing to get him up here to do it, to try to answer the frequently asked questions. So if I can't answer it, Dr. Group can. Go ahead.
I want to know what you have personally found worked for you at the X2. I've been taking it for 2 weeks. I love it now. How much do you take a day? How much do you find is working for you?
All right, well, I appreciate your call. Let me try to answer that. I personally take about 2 dropperfuls a day. I take about 2/3 of a dropperful in the morning, 2/3 of a dropperful at lunch, and then 2/3 of a dropperful at night. I'll be honest, some days I forget to take one of the dosages. Sometimes I forget altogether. That's my problem. When I remember to take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 organic, when I remember from InfoWarsHealth.com, when I remember to take the X2 of the Supermel Vitality, then I see the effects. And it's been that I'm working out pretty much less, eating the way I've always pretty much been eating, exercising, and getting better results. Just healthier. My skin's healthier. I get a better tan. My hair grows faster. I mean, all the things that the evidence shows having a healthy thyroid does. There's massive research. Excuse me. I was eating iceberg lettuce during the break. And I was also taking phone calls during the break. I tend to multitask around here. It's speaking of unhealthy, it's not good to try to eat half of a wedge iceberg, that's my lunch, with blue cheese during a 4-minute break. I try to eat during that 4-minute break because it's the longest break of the hour. The others are 3 minutes or 1 minute. But long story short, I cannot really do justice to what iodine has done for me. And if you just look at what iodine deficiency does to babies in utero, to your glands, to your body, you then know why the establishment puts fluorines and bromide and things in the halogen table that are bad in the food, in the water. I mean, it's in baking powder. It's in all sorts of stuff. It's in powdered eggs. It's in thousands of products. And it's extremely toxic. And you can type in fluoride extremely toxic or fluoride Harvard study, and it's not my opinion. It's a fact. But they created a social stigma around laughing at people that talk about it and call it a conspiracy theory. That's CIA 1963, declassified a few years ago, to call anybody that said JFK was murdered and was more than one shooter a conspiracy theorist. It's a stigma. Doesn't matter if there's a Harvard study. Doesn't matter if there's thousands of other studies. Doesn't matter if the type of fluoride they put in the water is a toxic waste derivative, because you do need calcium fluoride, a little bit of it. They just have a stigma. So iodine is the good halogen you need, and the government from the 20s into the 70s recommended it be put in salt. Potassium iodide, not even the good type, so that people wouldn't get all sorts of goiters and thyroid problems that was epidemic across North America. And by the 70s, they said, oh, okay, take it out of the salt now. And that was a type of kind of sneakily medicating people. But notice now they take that out and say, here's the fluoride. So there's your issue. X2 is our best seller, along with the original fluoride shield and original survival shield and the purchases of it, support the broadcast. I just challenge people to try it and see if you like it, regardless you're supporting the broadcast. But it's well-known literature that iodine is needed, but they say consult your physician before taking vitamin C, so I just throw that in there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Joining us is Ray McGovern, native of New York, Washington, in the early 60s. He was an Army Infantry Intelligence Officer in Vietnam. He served as a CIA analyst for the administration of John F. Kennedy to that of George H.W. Bush. Ray briefed one-on-one President Ronald Reagan, both senior national security advisors from 81 to 85. He was his favorite briefer. Fluent in Russian, German, and Spanish, Ray holds an M.A. in Russian from Fordham University, a certificate of theology studies from Georgetown. He's also a graduate of Harvard Business School's Advanced Management Program. He also holds a certificate in theology and studies from Georgetown University, RayMcGovern.com. And he also founded a veteran intelligence agency group for sanity, as he calls it. And he famously would confront Rumsfeld lying about how they found WMDs in Iraq when he was running open psyops unchallenged on CNN and Fox News. Now, I wanted to get him on about Syria, IS, Iraq, the breakup of that country, his take on what's really happening. I wanted to get into the police state, the MRAPs being put in place. But I want to first throw a curveball at Ray. Snowden says there's a holy S-H-you-know-what-T smoking gun revelation coming. Whistleblower says government believes he has information that would be the death of them all politically, close quote. Now, I have a lot of NSA whistleblowers over the years that we've had on the show. We've had William Binney on. We've had Cybele Edmonds on. We've had Wayne Madsen on. We've had just so many others have leaked me information. I mean, I got Snowden-type stuff when I was first on air in the mid-90s. Had no idea how big it was. With telecom whistleblowers about big hubs listening to everything and Keyword and Echelon. And I had James Bamford on. But I know Ray knows about a lot of this, and we don't know what this particularly is, but I have a good idea about a whole trove of things that could bring down the political system, and what would they do to distract from that? So I want to just hit the waterfront with Ray, because I know we can go into each issue and really give us a briefing on each item. But if he had, you know, 10 minutes, which I'm going to give him the floor here and try to shut up, to give people a global briefing on the state of the world, I want him to give us his, well, very accurate analysis, but also he's a very moral person. And, you know, knowing him now for about 10 years, putting him in one of my films, he doesn't mince words, and I think really gives us his real take on things without putting it through an establishment filter or darkly. And so I want to get his big picture take and then hone in on what he thinks is most important. But first off, what do you think the new Snowden info could be, Ray?
Well, Alex, good to be back with you. That is a curveball. Could you give me a minute to get my catcher's mitt? you know, I'd only be speculating, but I imagine, given what Glenn Greenwald has hinted at in the past, that there are names and there are numbers and there are incredibly heinous snooping activities going on against very important people. I'll let you guess who they are, but they couldn't be more important in our country. And once that's revealed, one would expect that substance you mentioned to hit the fan. But, you know, the way things are working, Alex, with the executive and the Congress and parts of our judicial system all kind of complicit in these crimes against our Constitution, you know, I'd have to say I'd have to be from Missouri as to whether anything would be done about this. Even the press, of course, the mainstream press, I'm not talking about you and others on the Internet, the mainstream press is complicit in this. So, yes, I'm sure there'll be more shocking revelations. I expect my name and yours to show up on one of these lists sometime soon. But whether or not this will have any impact, I mean, we'll just have to see. That's my best guess.
How big are the overall revelations so far from Snowden and others? How much is that affecting the power structure? Or is it almost allowing them to come out of the closet, caught lying about illegal political spying, and then if they don't get in trouble or if they don't get reversed, it almost sets the precedent?
That's the problem. Once Obama decided that he'd only look forward and he wouldn't look back, you know, that's the abnegation of his responsibility to see to it that the laws of the land are faithfully discharged. That's a constitutional embarrassment. And so not only with the torturers, but with, we'll take James Clapper, the National Intelligence Director, who sits over 16, count them, 16 intelligence agencies in our government. He was asked on the 12th of March last year by a senator, Senator Ron Wyden, does the NSA collect any data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? Clapper, no, sir. Not wittingly. Now, 2 months later, he gave a letter to the head of that committee saying, oh, what I said was, quote, clearly erroneous, end quote. Sorry about that. Now, he was under oath. He's the head of the director of national intelligence. He lied under oath. He told Andrea Mitchell, well, I said the least untruthful thing. Well, what will you come to here when the head of intelligence lies and then there are no consequences? So I'm afraid your point is right, that as long as we have people covering up for one another, John Brennan included, of course, with this famous torture memo that the Senate Intelligence Committee has completed, as long as you have no accountability, and as long as nobody in Congress except Ron Wyden and Udall from Colorado, nobody has any guts, it's very different, Alex, from the situation in the mid-70s when Frank Church from Idaho and a couple other people, Betsky in the House, stood up and said, you know, these CIA, NSA, Army intelligence abuses are just gone too far. We're going to have a real investigation. Now, as a sort of a corollary to this, guess what the first thing Frank Church found out? He found out that J. Edgar Hoover was wiretapping all his phones.
Of course.
I mean, so we put an end to J. Edgar Hoover's wiretap. That's actually J. Edgar Hoover went away, which was sort of a miracle. And we instituted some laws, including the FISA Act of 1978, which expressly prohibited the kinds of infringements on our Fourth Amendment rights that had been entered into before. And now we see on steroids. So it's a situation where we have to get out in the streets, where we citizens have to put our bodies into the machine, or else it's never going to stop.
Ray McGovern, you've lived a lot of years and seen a lot, not just in the White House, but Vietnam, you name it. Describing the slow evolution of America, getting better in some ways, but worse in others. I didn't live through a lot of that. I'm 40. But I've studied it, and I've got to say, America overall is degenerating into a kleptocratic, weird, corporate, fascist, bizarro world, and seems to be rotting now. Seems to be just malaise is setting in. And it's not even like a hyper-tyranny where the Nazis are rounding up all their enemies. Of course, they're killing a lot of innocents overseas. They're mainly just doing it all out in the open, flaunting it in a grotesque display of above the law behavior. I mean, how would you describe what we are today?
Well, I would say that we're an extra constitutional society right now. And the thing that bothers me most, Alex, is something that, you know, when you're 51 years in this town of Washington, you see a lot of change. Well, there's one change that dwarfs all the other changes, and that is that we no longer have, in any real sense, a free media, and that is big. Look at how the media has distorted A, B, C, and D. Look how it's distorting the coverage on Gaza, on Ukraine, any big-time conflict. The media will destroy it. What's the result of that? Well, most Americans don't have a clue as to what's going on. And that's really, really, really dangerous. Jefferson, Madison, many people pointed out that without a free press, there can be no democracy. And so that's the main bugaboo here. And that's why your job and my job, to the degree we're trying to spread some truth around, is so terribly important. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is this, that whereas the fourth estate did, okay, the fourth estate, some of your listeners probably remember that that expression was coined by Edmund Burke, an English member of Parliament back in the late 18th century. Now, he stood in Parliament. At that time, there were three houses, two in Commons, one in Lords. And he said, you know, I'm very proud to be part of this first estate. That's what they call it there, the first estate, House of Commons. But more important than I and all the rest of you MPs are the people in the fourth estate. He looked at the balcony, and of course they were all men in those days, but he was looking at the press, the pulp press. He said, you are more important than all of us because you hold us accountable. Without you, we can't be a democracy. Now, that's the fourth estate, and it's dead. Now, good news, there's a fifth estate. I'm looking at it here. I'm on Skype. You're doing it here. There are all kinds of ways to reach people, especially the people who are going to live a lot longer than I am and longer than you are too, Alex. That's the good news. They won't put up with this stuff. They don't even read the newspapers, and I can't blame them. What they get is a steady diet of things on the web. So we have to make sure that the right diet of things on the web, and I think it's an uphill struggle, but we can't give up. There's no option to give up. People were talking to me yesterday on Al Jazeera, boycott, disinvestment, you know, sanctions. Are they going to be effective? I don't know, effective? And I said, you know, you're asking the wrong question. We're not called to be effective all the time. We're called to be faithful. We're called to be doing the good because it's good. And we may not immediately achieve our objectives. We probably won't. But we're sowing seeds, and we're showing the younger generation that we have something special here, and we're willing to suffer
for it. That's key. You do the right thing and fight back against tyranny because it's in your bones and in your gut and in your family line and in civilization. Not because, oh, I can win if I'm good, and then sometimes I lie, or sometimes I'm corrupt. That's Machiavellian bull. And I think it's that Machiavellian mindset that was always there, but it's really permeated not just the government and the corporations, but some of the public. A lot of the public's waking up and becoming more moral, getting back to what really matters. But for the others that aren't, I think it's a decadence in society, and with that, we know, comes depression, comes war. What's your larger perspective, Ray McGovern, former top CIA briefer and analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush? And we really appreciate your time, sir, because I know you're a busy man. What is your larger worldview right now on the state of things with IS and Ukraine and the fighting getting really bad? And I want to bomb IS because they're horrible, you know, cavemen, murdering Christians, Muslim minorities, but at the same time, that's a new way to get back in Iraq, which we wrecked to begin with. It's so complex.
Yeah, the Iraq thing is a catastrophe, and we're responsible for it. There's no way that we can support the equivalent of the Islamic State in Syria and then fight against it in Iraq. I mean, hello, who's running our foreign policy? A bunch of sophomores. Now, there's a scale that supersedes what I've just been talking about, and that has to do with a real danger to our national security, and that is Russia once again. We used to think that Russia was sort of tamed, that we could provoke it, we could trick the Russian bear, poke it to fare thee well. Well, that's not the case anymore. And I've just written an article. Actually, it's a celebration of sorts on the ending of the Berlin Wall. After 28 years, the Berlin Wall was built exactly 53 years ago today. They started to build it. Now, what's my point on all that? Well, those were the days when the Russians felt threatened, and we felt threatened. Those were the days of the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Checkpoint Charlie face-off with the tanks, Soviet and American. Those were the times when there was a real Cold War and there was a real danger, if statesmen like John Kennedy weren't around, that things would get out of hand and would blow each other up and the planet with us, okay? Now, that was quiescent until now. What's happened now? Well, what happened now is that after the Berlin Wall fell, and that was November of 1989, there was an incredible chance for peace, Alex. You know, maybe this sounds weird, especially for the younger generation, but there were enlightened leaders, Gorbachev and Shevardnadze, the foreign minister in Russia. They were willing to deal, okay? And they did deal. What happened was, George H.W. Bush called up Gorbachev, you know, and he said, you know, I'm really sorry about all your troubles, Mikhail, and I'm not going to take advantage of them. Let's get together. Let's not waste any time. I suggest we get together in Malta in 3 weeks. What do you say? Okay. And they did. Okay? November 9th, the wall falls. December 2nd, they're in Malta. They had a summit, and they decided, okay, we, the United States, would not take advantage of, you know, that was very much to his credit. But then he said, but we're going to require some things of you, Mr. Gorbachev. At the time, there were 24 Soviet highly mechanized divisions in East Germany. 24. You know, that translates to about 250,000 men, okay? Now, what Bush said was this. Look, we don't want you to do what you did in Hungary in 56, or what you did in Czechoslovakia in 68. We don't want you to do that now as East Germany and the rest of your satellites are falling apart. In return for that, we will honor my obligation not to move NATO 1 inch farther eastward toward Russia. Now, we expect you to allow East Germany to become part of a greater reunited...
Stay there. Come back and finish it. And now the deal's been broken. I know you're going to get to that part. But yeah, for folks that don't know, we've broken an official deal with Russia and are moving weapons up against their borders. Not that Russia's great or wonderful, in my view. Like Ron Paul said, Putin's no angel. We're not lionizing him. But the West, George Soros, all of them, are starting this. And so under common law and common sense, we're the bad guys.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. We'll be right back.
I'll do a bit of overdrive to take more of your phone calls for JB and others that are holding. Ray McGovern leaves us in about 6 minutes. Former top CIA analyst, and he's here giving us the basic breakdown from his perspective, which I agree with, on the history of what has happened so far. So you were getting right up to the break with your point that this deal was made, for those that just joined us, with the fall of the Berlin Wall 3 weeks after, between George Herbert Walker Bush, the West, and the Russians, with Gorbachev and others, that we would end the Cold War, not fight over the former Eastern Bloc, let it go the way it wanted to self-determine, few with Russia, most with NATO and others, but not move weapons in. And then now that balance is being changed. Please continue.
Sure. Well, Alex, one of the most important aspects of this, of course, was the quid here for the pro quo. Now, the quo was we wouldn't move NATO eastward. The quid was that the Russians were going to be asked to accept a reunified Germany, okay, in NATO, but reunified. Now, I still get hair on the back of my neck bristling when I say that. I lived in Germany for 5 years. I didn't want a reunified Germany, and I'm not a Russian. The Russians suffered 25 million killed in World War II. That path toward Russia has always been used by Napoleon and other people attacking Russia. You can imagine what a bitter pill that was for them to swallow. And the only reason they swallowed it was for solemn assurances by George H.W. Bush and James Baker, his foreign secretary or his secretary of state, promising that NATO would not move one inch farther toward Russia. Now, what happened? Well, within a few years, there were 12 new NATO members, all to the east of East Germany. The original membership of NATO was only 12, so it doubled in size. And then, this is key, 6 years ago, at a NATO summit in Bucharest, Romania, the NATO leaders decided Ukraine would become part of NATO. Not would, will, okay? Now, that was a bridge too far. The coup that was arranged by the U.S. and the EU in Kiev on the 22nd of February, that was one regime change too far. The Russians aren't going to permit this, and that's what this is all about, okay? What Putin has said is, look, we are very concerned about our only warm water port in Sevastopol in Crimea. This is why we honored the plebiscite in Crimea and accepted Crimea back into Russia proper, the Russian Federation. Because, you know, we, as discovered, sometimes Putin sort of does things in a kind of light manner. He said, now, you know, I'm sure that the NATO and the U.S. sailors are really terrific fellas, okay? But I'd rather not have it to be so that our sailors are going to have to visit NATO bases in Crimea. I'd much rather have it the way it is now, where U.S. NATO sailors are very happy to be entertained by
us. Sure, and that's pretty much always been part of Russia. And sure. So that's all been overthrown. We're almost out of time, sir. Where is it all going in your view?
Well, unless the United States stops saying that Ukraine, which is ravaging the eastern part of the country, that it has a right to defend itself, just like Israel has a right to defend itself, unless that stops, Russia will be tempted to move in there, not only with Red Cross-type supplies, but with the kinds of armaments that will prevent the Russian-speaking separatists. They're really federalists. From getting a completely bloody nose and from being exterminated.
And then NATO will bring in more troops, then it escalates into a water conflict.
Well, that's the problem.
Hold on, come back for 2 minutes and finish your point.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.